Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Praise God indeed. So good to see y'all this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. Enjoying this beautiful day the Lord's given us. What a great day. What a great day. What a great service this morning. I just want to welcome everybody tonight. And some faces that we see, don't get a chance to see as often. Just good to have y'all with us tonight. We're going to go to the Lord in prayers. We open up our service. You would just stand if you can. Those of you watching online, we welcome you to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. Go to the Lord in prayer. If you have a prayer request, please put it in the comment section. We'll be glad to pray with you. Any prayer needs this evening? Anybody's got an unspoken prayer request? Just show by the raising of your hand. Oh, God knows and sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just love you. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day you've given us, dear Lord, for your love, your mercy, and grace. Lord God, we just want to put you first in our lives and everything that we do. Now, as we come together as a congregation, dear Lord, we just want to lift you up and honor you. May we be in one mind and one accord. Lord, ready to praise you and ready to receive your word tonight. Lord, again, as we gather together, dear Lord, in one mind and one accord, dear Lord, we want to lift up each and every prayer request. Dear Lord, you've seen the hands that were raised. Lord, you know the needs of each and every person, the situations, those spoken and unspoken. And dear Lord, we're thanking you, dear Lord, for answering the prayers this morning. We're thanking you for these prayers we're giving to you now. We're placing them by faith into your heavenly hands, dear Lord, and we just love and praise you. Lord, thank you for those that are gathered with us tonight. We want to pray for those that aren't able to be here tonight, for that are sick and shut in, Lord, that are troubled, that are waiting on situations. Dear Lord, we ask for you to touch each and every one. Dear Lord, for those that are traveling, dear Lord, just keep them safe. Bring them back to us at the appointed time, dear Lord, and we just love you. Lord, again, dear Lord, we just want to give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God, praise God. While you're standing, if you would, turn to page, a familiar page, 333, I'll Fly Away. Praise the Lord. Some glad morning, yes. Gonna go ahead and ask y'all to do a chorus of that. I'll Fly Away. Just let y'all do it before we take up the offering. (Music) Praise God. I love to put them on the spot. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We're so blessed with all that God has just furnished our church, all the talent, just so much things that He's given us. It's so greater than we can even list. Just praise God. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and get a little business out of the way. We're going to go ahead and take up our evening offering. Just have the one announcement that I have right now. It's for April 22nd. This coming Saturday at 8 a.m., you're all invited over here for our annual work day. Everybody come. We've got stuff to do inside and outside. We just love to have a packed house, make plans to come. Be in much prayer for all the work that's got to be done. God has blessed us so much with so much. And we're just going to just thank Him for it, and by keeping His house clean and ready to be used. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, brother. Brother Tony, would you ask the Lord to bless our evening offering? Yes, Lord. Amen. Then Sister Karen, and then Sister Tabitha, if you would, please. Praise the Lord.
First in line, praise the Lord. I want to be first in line whenever God calls my name. I want to be first in line when God calls my name. Oh, what a worship service we had this morning. What a praise service. Woo, He's done so much for all of us until we just can't thank Him enough. And you know what? He is still able. He's still the same God tonight that He was this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And He can meet any need that you got. So y'all worship the Lord as I try to sing, He is able. able, for he knows just what to do. When my faith is tried by Satan, then I know my strength will renew. For I know my God is able, he is able to carry me through. When the storms of life surround me, clouds of doubt are standing in my view, and the waves are tossing higher than this mortal man could ever endure. Just call out to the Master. Through the darkness I see him coming in, and his hand is reaching for me, for I know he will carry me through. Oh, he is able, he is able, he is able to carry me through. He is able, my God is able, for he knows just what to do. Strength will renew. For I know my God is able. He is able to carry me through. You believe that? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When old Satan comes to tempt you, don't know just what to do, and you feel you are a failure, just remember what the Lord's brought you through. For we know, because he loves us, in his name a victory will win. And every time I face a battle, we are than conquerors through him. Oh, he is able. Oh, he's able. He is able to carry me through. He is able. My God is able, for he knows just what to do. And when my faith is tried by Satan, then I know strength will renew. Oh, he is able. My God is able. He is able to carry me through. Oh, he is able. My God is able. Oh, he is able to carry me through. He is able. My God is able. For he knows just what to do. And when my faith is tried by Satan, oh, and strength he'll give me with renew. For I know my God is able. He is able to carry me through.
Try to sing Peace Speaker. I'm trying to battle some kind of cold or allergy, so maybe it'll help me have a lower voice. Y'all know the words, sing it with me if it messes up.
It was such a lovely day, and the sun was shining bright. gentle breeze is blowing my way. Not a storm cloud was in sight. Then suddenly, without a warning, a storm surrounded my life. But even in the storm, I can feel the calm, and here's the reason why. I know the Peace Speaker. I know Him by name. I know the Peace Speaker. He controls the winds and the waves. There's never been another man with the power of this friend. By simply saying, "Peace, be still," He can calm the strongest winds. And so now I'll never worry when the storm clouds come my way. I know that He is near to drive away my fears, and I can smile and say, I'm glad I know the Peace Speaker. I know and the waves. When He says, "Peace, be still," they have to obey. I'm glad I know the Peace Speaker. Yes, I know Him by name, and now I can say, I'm glad I know the Peace Speaker. Yes, I know Him by name.
I'm going to try and do one that I normally sing with the choir. But He's an on-time God. Amen? He may not come when we want Him to, but He's always on time. Amen?
Yes, He is.
when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Well, you can ask the children of Israel, tried at the Red Sea, about that mean old Pharaoh and his army. They had water all around them. They had Pharaoh on their tracks. But from out of nowhere, God stepped in and cut a highway just like that. And don't you know that he's an on-time God? Yes, he is. Oh, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Job said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Well, you can ask the 5,000 hungry souls he fed on the banks of the river with two fish, 5 loaves of bread. What a miracle he performed on the multitude that day. What he did way back then, he'll do the same for me and you. And don't you know that he's an on-time God? Yes, he is. Oh, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Job said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there at all time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Well, you can ask Mary and Martha, their brother Lazarus was sick in bed. They said, Jesus, please come and heal him. But Jesus waited till he was dead. They said, Lord, we don't understand it. Why you waited till now to come? Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, and death let him go. He came a-walking out of the tomb. And don't you know that he's an on-time God? Yes, he is. Oh, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Job said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there at all time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Job said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there at all time. He's an on-time God. He's an on-time God. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. You know, I was thinking about this song. When God lays people on my heart, I pray for you. And this morning when I was sitting in church, I am not kidding you, Brother Terry was on my heart this morning. And on the way home, I said, Lord, I know he desires to be in church. And look who came through the door tonight. God is on time. Amen. You know, I think about the journey that Brother Terry's been on many times. Probably when he was laying in the hospital bed, he didn't know what tomorrow was going to hold. But God was on time. Amen. And I encourage you, if God lays somebody on your heart, pray for them because God knows. Amen. Think about the words of it. I knew I was lost. Death and darkness were my only songs. I needed someone to come rescue me, and mercy heard my plea. Lord, you found me, you healed me, you called me from the grave. You gave me a real love, I thank you, Jesus. You washed my sins away, and now I'm living, I've been forgiven. You came to set me free. That's what your mercy did for me. You gave me beauty for my guilty stains, and now I'm living day to day by His grace. So excuse me if I can't contain my praise, 'cause I know that I've been saved. Lord, you found me, you healed me, you called me from the grave. You gave me a real love, I thank you, Jesus. You washed my sins away, and now I'm living, I've been forgiven. You came to set me free. That's what your mercy did for me. And every morning mercy will restore me. I will proclaim, even if the world may fall before me, I will proclaim. Lord, you found me, you healed me, you called me from the grave. You gave me a real love, I thank you, Jesus. You washed my sins away, and now I'm living, I got forgiven. You came to set me free. That's what your mercy did for me. That's what your mercy did for me. That's what your mercy did for me. I can't help myself. I got to say this. Hallelujah. You know, the other week when Brother Luke came up and he was talking about getting up out of that grave, don't let the grave hold us anymore. It don't matter what we've done in our past, what mistakes we've made, what sins we've committed. Don't let them keep you in the grave. That's what His mercy and His grace is for. Amen. We don't have to be bound by that. We don't have to live in that grave any longer. So it just really touched my heart when Luke said that the other day. And I sent him this song that says, get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Amen. We ain't staying in that grave.
Hallelujah.
Thank God is my refuge. Evelyn. God is surely my refuge. Y'all worship as we sing.
When clouds of doubt hover o'er me, storm clouds toss me to and fro, I can go, 'cause He's a ship for every tempest. He's an anchor to know. God is my refuge. He's the strong and mighty tower that I can run into. God is my refuge. From the shelter up ahead, I could not see those dark clouds so heavy with rain. And then the winds blew so hard against me, he called out and I never wonder again. God is my refuge. He's a strong and mighty tower.
Faith in God. How many knows He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think? Amen. If you love Jesus, let Him know it tonight. Give Him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. Amen. You're on the road to recovery. Amen. By faith. I believe that. Hallelujah. I mean, God is God everywhere. He's God here in the sanctuary. He's God at home. He's God everywhere. Let's do G. G. G for God. I remember days when saints... Is that G?
Yeah.
I remember days when saints would gather in their little humble cabin in the... Gonna have to go to F, I think. I'm hoping this will kind of tie into my message tonight, if God allows me. Anywhere in G, if you can get over there. First Pentecostal Church was not founded on this hill. It came along a lot later. First Pentecostal Church was on Harlan Lane Road. That time it was the third house on the right. My great-granddaddy's house. And we didn't have pews. Didn't really have an altar. But we had folding chairs. And the folding chairs were put out on the lawn between where we used to live and where my great-granddaddy and grandmother lived. And that's where we had our first service until the wintertime came. Then we took it inside to their living room. But the men and the brothers of the church would gather a little bit early, and they would go down in the woody area down there behind my great-granddaddy's house, and they would take a rock, and they would put that rock, and they begin to build an altar, and they begin to pray, and they felt the Spirit of the Lord so great. And God went on to bless us, and we were able to get the little building here and eventually get to where we are now. But it makes me think of this old song, and I'm going to try to sing it. It's an old, old song. I find my altar anywhere I talk to God. I remember days when saints would gather in their little humble cabin in the hill. They had no fancy pews or pretty altar. They made their altar anywhere they found to kneel. Upon mountain high, close to God's big sky, anywhere God's green earth I chance to try. Anywhere I bow my knee, well, it's a sacred place to me. I find my altar anywhere I talk to God. Well, I don't have to find a pretty chapel or a temple that reaches to the sky. And I don't have to kneel in the church house. I find my altar anywhere I talk to God. Upon mountain high, God's big sky. Anywhere on God's green earth I chance to trod, anywhere I bow my knee, well, it's a sacred place to me. I find my altar anywhere I talk to God. I find my altar anywhere I talk to God. Aren't you glad that you can talk to God? God is such a gracious God. Can you say amen? I'm going to try to be quick tonight if I possibly can. One preacher said, if y'all will listen fast, I'll preach fast. That preacher wasn't me. Amen. I have to slow down. But if you have your Bibles, go with us to the book of Hebrews. In the 4th chapter of the book of Hebrews, verses 14 through 16. A very familiar passage of Scripture. Nevertheless, this is where God had led me. We were going to bring this message this morning. In fact, we entitled it, The Throne of Grace. But the Holy Ghost showed up, and the Holy Ghost preached a wonderful revival this morning. Did he not? Amen. Hallelujah. So rather than confusing everybody, I just told the sound technicians back there, I said, do The Throne of Grace part two. So this is part two. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Listen very carefully. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Everybody say, Jesus cares. Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, how we love you. Lord, we do thank you, God, for your anointing, for your blessing, God, for today's services. God, we're so thankful, Lord, that you showed up, God, and you healed, you delivered, you touched, and you anointed. And Father, I pray for that same anointing in this church tonight. God, I pray that you would just anoint these lips of clay. Use this vessel. God, speak to us tonight that you would have us to hear. Help us to be in one mind and one accord, receptive, submissive, and obedient to your word and to your will. Father, we do remember those who are hurting, those who are sick, those who are lost. Father, we remember all of those need prayer tonight. And Father, I pray that you would reach out. In Jesus' name, we ask these blessings. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. If you love Jesus, give him a hand clap of praise. I love that scripture because it gives us a compassionate side of Jesus. And we know about his power. We know about his healing. We know about his deliverance. We know about all the great teachings and the ministries and all the many lives that he touched. But yet he, in all of his power and might and miracle performing ability, the scripture here lets us know that he has a compassionate side and a feeling side to know what we're going through as he suffered before we did. And I put in quotations there that Jesus cares. Whatever you're facing, Jesus cares. If you think that you're alone, you're never alone. Jesus is always there with you. He is our burden bearer. I don't know why we carry our burdens around so much. When we have an answer, we have an antidote. Jesus is the antidote. And if we just go to him and give him our burdens, give him our troubles and trials, how many knows that Jesus is loving enough, compassionate enough, and cares enough for us to lighten our load? How many has ever had your load lightened by Jesus? If you have, give him praise tonight. But I want to talk about the throne of grace. As a young boy, I often would have an imagination when preachers would preach, and in my imagination, in my mind, when they talked about the throne of grace, I saw something immaculate in my imagination. I saw something seemingly like King Henry or King Richard or something would be sitting on, maybe overlaid with gold and all of those wonderful things that accompany what I thought a throne would be. But as we begin to read this, this throne can be on a pile of rocks in the middle of the woods. It can be in the open air in a brush arbor meeting. Doesn't necessarily have to be in a fine tabernacle or a church. In fact, it's not an object, amen? It's a place. It's a place where we get in touch with the Lord. It's a place where we come to out of humility, out of repentance, out of just a longing to feel the power of God. I don't know about you. I can only speak for myself, but I can't go very long without feeling the power of God. I can't go for too many days or too many hours, let alone, amen, without having the reassurance that God is there with me, helping me, strengthening me, and blessing me in my daily endeavors. I'm so thankful that I have that relationship with the Lord. But I want to talk about the throne of grace tonight, if you would allow me just a little while. I'm going to read and quote what one scholar wrote, and it pretty much sums it up. It says, "The throne of grace is the eternal seat of the sovereign Lord of heaven and earth, whose mercy seat has covered our sins. His grace tore down the veil that separated man from God." Can you say amen? Are you thankful for that? Give the Lord praise. And then I wrote this: "We now have an invitation to come boldly to the throne of grace in time of need." And I also put, it should not be just a one-time visit. I'm so thankful that we have the opportunity, that we have access to the throne of grace. I'm so thankful that the wall, the veil was torn down. But as I was preparing and reading and praying about this message, it seemed like that God was just kind of revealing to me that a lot of the church world and a lot of the people in the world today are trying to put the veil back up. No, they haven't gone to Jerusalem and found the tabernacle or the temple and tried to raise the veil back up, but they put all kind of hindrances between them and the throne of grace. They put all kind of obstacles. They put their jobs before that. They put their relationships before that. They put many things, their financial situations above that, and all they're doing is putting the veil back up and separating us from the throne of grace, which we have access to. How many knows that Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross and came and was resurrected, that veil was torn down. It meant that we have access. We can go boldly and confidently to the throne of grace. In other words, we're not an intruder. Come on, we're not there uninvited. How many likes an invitation? Amen. You don't just want to show up unless you've been invited. But I want to tell you tonight, you have an invitation, a standing invitation. Glory to God. You know, sometimes we have an invitation and we think that's a standing invitation. My daddy had a fishing lake. And it was amazing. Mother used to get frustrated at him. Because some people, and Daddy was big-hearted. He would let anybody and everybody fish in his lake. But sometimes people who was at the grocery store who didn't even really know us or wasn't related in any way, the church or whatever, they would ask to fish in the lake. And Daddy said, "Yeah, sure, come on, you up and fish, you know." And they figured that out, that was a standing invitation. So every Saturday they showed up and with their kids and everything. And Mother got frustrated because she would come home and couldn't even get up the driveway because of so many cars that were down there fishing in the lake. But I'm here to tell you tonight, I'm here to reassure you that you can come again and again and again, come on somebody, and again and again and again, for whatever needs you have, for whatever situation arises in your life, amen, the access that we have to the throne of grace, amen, is an ongoing invitation. We can come for whatever purpose or whatever reason. And the Lord knows our circumstances. He knows our temptations, and he knows all of the things that we've gone through, because he was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. Coming often, coming boldly,
and coming with confidence, we know that we have accessibility for whatever reason that we may have. Church, I'm just assuring you tonight that we need to take advantage. I began to think about many times how that we seek the throne of grace. And I want to share with you just a moment, if I can. I'm not a theologian, by no means. I'm constantly having to reassure myself through the Scripture and the Word of God. But what little I do know that in the Old Testament, in the old times, there had to be blood sacrifice. How many knows with me that that blood part never went away? There still has to be blood sacrifice. But the blood sacrifice became such a stench in the nostrils of God because the people that were sacrificing the blood, they were not doing it sincerely. They sacrificed and they went back to doing whatever they were doing. But one of the commandments that they were supposed to do, the instructions that the priest had, and how many knows that if we were living in the Old Testament, I and some of the ministers would be the only ones that could come behind the veil. I don't know about you, but that would upset me if I wasn't a preacher, because I want to get to the Lord. But I can assure you, I can assure you that that throne of grace is open to each and every one of you. But then it wasn't. And the blood that was killed or spared, or the blood that was shed, there was a mercy seat. Remember the mercy seat? And the priests were supposed to sprinkle the blood on certain parts of the Holy of Holies. Everybody say that with me. The Holy of Holies. You got access to it. I said, you have access to the Holy of Holies. Amen. I'm glad that I'm living in the dispensation of the Holy Ghost. I'm glad that I'm living after Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary and resurrected and gave me the assurance that the blood price has been paid. But in that day, the blood was sprinkled around, and the blood had to be sprinkled from the fingers of the priest onto the mercy seat. And then God would see the blood and the sins of the children of Israel would be pushed away or rolled back. But the mercy seat, something spectacular happened. And it all centered around the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Folks, it's more than just a celebration on a Easter Sunday. Come on, our very foundational principles are set and established on the blood of Jesus Christ and on the resurrection, amen, from the tomb. I don't know about the world, but I serve a risen Savior. He's alive and well, amen. He was alive and well in the house this morning, wasn't he? I saw him delivering folks. I saw him touching folks, and lives were changed. Thank God. I'm addicted to that. I need that presence of God. But something spectacular happened. The partition was torn down. Amen. No man did it because it was torn from the top to the bottom, signifying that God himself opened up the Holy of Holies. Glory to God. The carte blanche. Amen. The freedom, the accessibility, the God-given right to enter in to the throne of grace. This altar is anointed, but this is not only throne of grace. Come on, this sanctuary, every pew that you're sitting on has been anointed and dedicated to the Lord. We even took it further. We anointed every parking spot around the house, around the church. It's been anointed. But let me tell you, the throne of grace is not in brick and mortar and asphalt or carpet or pews. The throne of grace, amen, the mercy seat, glory to God, the mercy seat. Jesus Christ became the mercy seat when the blood spilled down the cross, amen. He opened up that accessibility. He said, come to me as many times as you want and as many times as you need, and come how? Boldly. Boldly. You don't have to sneak into the throne of grace. You don't have to be invited by a church member. How many's found that throne of grace right by your bedside at home in the middle of the night? Hallelujah. How many's found it? As you were driving to work and there was a terrible accident and you didn't have time to call anybody except Jesus. And you found him accessible. You found him there. You found him attentive. You found him caring about what you're going through. And he was there. I began to write these things that sometimes we might have a need to go to the throne of grace. I myself attended quite often. I need it. I need that prayer. I need that time of reflection. I need that time of just that one-on-one experience with the Lord. But I put down repentance. Mark 1 and 15 said, Jesus said, repent and believe the gospel. How many would believe with me or agree with me that repentance is very important? Repentance is ordered by Jesus Christ himself. He also said, the Bible tells us in Acts 3:19, repent and be converted. So repentance is certainly a need to go and visit the throne of grace. Oh, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but could you agree with me? The night that Jesus convicted your heart, the night that the Holy Spirit drawed you to an altar of repentance, do you remember how that you came and hopefully you unloaded everything within you? You laid it all on the altar. You said, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. It didn't matter what you had committed. It didn't matter whether you'd been to this degree or that degree, but whatever it was, that night or that day or that morning, you came to an altar of repentance. You came boldly and confidently to the throne of grace, and you got up and you said, Lord, thank you for delivering me. That's true repentance. True repentance is not doing it because you want to be accepted. True repentance is not doing it because some other young people came and you wanted to be a part of that. No, true repentance is a heartfelt relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, saying, God, I am sorry for my life. Lord, please forgive me. Please understand, Lord, that I can't make it with you. I need to repent for my life. We know for a fact, if you have salvation, you have visited the throne of grace. I said, you have visited the throne of grace. But let me tell you, I'm so thankful. Now, it is the place of salvation, but I'm so thankful that it's not only the place of salvation, because I've been saved for many, many years, and I still find myself with a need to get back to the throne of grace, to that mediator, to that go-between, to that place where I can say, Lord, I need your help. And I don't find a curtain blocking me. I don't find a priest saying, you can't get back there. I'll have to go back there for you. Because there's times that I can't get in touch with anybody except Jesus. There's times that situations come in my life and arise, and I need Jesus right there in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And I've never found him unattentive or uninterested. But at the throne of grace, you'll find a caring Savior. And the great high priest that the prophet or the apostle spoke of. Salvation, Acts 4 and 12, no other name other than Jesus Christ whereby we must be saved. Jesus became the mercy seat. The blood that he shed was for us. John 14 and 6, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Say that with me. Jesus is the way, the truth, and life. So if you have salvation, if you've been born again, you have had access to the throne of grace. But as I said earlier, it should not be just a one-time visit. If you find a place of business, let's say a restaurant, that usually goes well with Pentecostals. If you find a restaurant that you got remarkable service, and I know it's hard this day and time, and the food was immaculate, and the prices wasn't too high, they're high, chances are you're going to go again. Not only that, chances are you're going to share that with someone else. Oh, we had the most wonderful dinner the other night. Where did you go? And you're going to tell, oh, and the service was great, and the food was immaculate. I can't wait to go again. I want that desire every time that I go to the throne of grace. I want, you know, before, and we talked about the other Wednesday night about steps to a better prayer life. Before I ask Him for anything, before I even need healing or touching my body, I just want to praise Him for a while. I just want to love Him. I want to thank Him. First of all, that I have the accessibility to come to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That I can come before the throne of grace and experience that one-on-one relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. How many is thankful that when we leave tonight, He can go home with each and every one of us? Give the Lord praise for that. Amen. For repentance brings us to the throne of grace. Salvation brings us to the throne of grace. But let me tell you something. The Bible also says in Matthew 11, 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." We find that in order to get spiritual rest and sometimes even physical rest, the best place to get it is in the throne of grace. And the throne of grace, understand, is not a physical place. It's a spiritual place. And because it's spiritual, I find my altar anywhere I talk to God. That's my altar. Amen. That's my place. That's my throne of grace. Amen. And God's grace is sufficient. That don't take my word for it. The Bible says His grace is sufficient. Whatever you're going through, His grace is sufficient. Whatever problem arises in your life, His grace is sufficient. Glory to God. Amen. You may think that God doesn't care, but His grace is sufficient. So repentance, salvation, and rest. Again, Jeremiah 31 and 25, "I will satisfy the weary soul." How many has ever found yourself just to a point of where you can't take another step? Then you kneel before an omnipotent God. Oh, a powerful God, a loving God, a compassionate God. And He gives us rest for the weary. You know, sometimes weariness is not a physical weariness as much as it is just an emotional or spiritual wickedness. Not wickedness, praise God. Tiredness. We'll use that word. But we get to a point where we're so weak, so tired. And we just say, "Lord, I just don't think I can go on. I don't think I can take another step. Lord, I need it." But you know what? We can come boldly and confident to the throne of grace and find help. What does He say? In the time of need. If you're filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, if you have a relationship with the Lord and you walk with Jesus, I will assure you, at some point in your time, in your life, you're going to have a need. I'm not prophesying. I'm just stating facts. We have needs. Even though we're children of God, we're Christians, we try to let the mind of Christ be in us, we still have needs. Physical needs, personal needs, financial needs, problems. You know, the Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. Sometimes Christians don't understand, especially young Christians, don't understand. I just got baptized. I just got filled with the Spirit of the Lord. It seems like my troubles have just multiplied. No, the devil's just got on your case because he doesn't like Christians. Amen. And you know what? He's turning a lot of people in this world against Christianity too. Amen. That's the reason we need to stand strong. So you can find rest. You can find repentance or have repentance. You can get salvation. Is anyone under the sound of my voice tonight ever found themselves in need of help that only God can provide? You know, we're saints and we're brothers and sisters and we love one another. We want to help one another. We want to be there for one another. But I'm going to be honest with you. There's sometimes we can't do anything. We need help from God. Whatever it may be, whether it's a word of consolation, whether it's just to feel His Spirit again, whether it's just to feel His... You know, have you ever prayed and prayed and it almost felt like the spiritual arms of God just encircled around you? Isn't that a wonderful feeling? That's a glorious feeling. When we come to the throne of grace boldly and confidently, amen, we can find help for whatever need that we may have. Hebrews 13 and 6. "The Lord is my helper." Say that with me tonight. The Lord is my helper. We need to bank on that and we need to rely on that. The Lord is our helper and He has given us an open invitation to come and He will help us through whatever need we have. Psalms 46 and 1. I love this. "A very present help in trouble." Very present. That means He's right there. Whatever arises in our life. So we have repentance, salvation, rest, help, thank God for number F, we have healing. Aren't you thankful for healing? Isaiah 53 and 5. With his stripes, we are healed. I said, with his stripes. Another place says, by his stripes, we are healed. What that means that Jesus took stripes on his body for the healing of our body. He died on the cross for our spiritual healing, but he took the stripes for our physical healing. So don't ever think that God doesn't want to heal you, because the price has already been paid. With his stripes, we are healed. Put your hands together, because God's healing has already been paid for us. And again, we have access to the throne of grace to come boldly, to come confidently. Jeremiah 17 and 14, heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. God doesn't halfway do anything. Amen. Aren't you thankful that we can come before the throne of grace, before the Spirit of the Lord? I thought, what an honor, what a privilege that is, to be able to have that ability to come right into the presence of Almighty God. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that a blessing? I mean, my Lord have mercy. You know, the devil don't want us to take advantage of that either. Because there's victory at the throne of grace. There's deliverance at the throne of grace. There's healing at the throne of grace. And sometimes, I mean, you may not have a need whatsoever, but it's still good to visit there. I will encourage you to go there as many times as you possibly can. You'll always leave in a better condition, in a better spirit than when you got there. Amen? And that's true by church, too. I've often said, you know what? I don't really feel like it, but I got there and I got feeling real, real good. Because the presence of the Lord. Amen. Sometimes just seeing the saints of God, hearing testimonies, hearing songs of praise. Amen. I'm so thankful that we have that fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I find my altar anywhere I talk to God. God bless you. Would you stand tonight? Thank you for coming on a Sunday night. This has been a glorious day. With every head bowed and every eye closed, this altar could be a point of contact. It could be that throne of grace. And get the physical part out of your mind. It is a spiritual place, a spiritual meeting place that we can come into the mighty presence of God. If you have a need tonight, come boldly, come confidently in time of need. If you have a sickness, know that God has already given us the price, or paid the price for our healing. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Is there one tonight, while every head is bowed and every eye closed, if there's one that just needs prayer, just lift your hand. This pastor's not going to bother you. I'm not going to come get you. I'm just going to pray with you this week. God bless those hands. I see them and God sees them. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening and a glorious week. Brother Jim, if you would come, dismiss us with a word of prayer. May God bless you, church.
He's first. Praise God. Without his word, where would we be? Completely lost. Amen. We just love the Lord. So glad to have y'all with us this evening. This altar is still open if anybody has a prayer need this evening. It has been a wonderful, beautiful day. And as always, you know, we can look at the Lord as we go through. It doesn't matter if it's storming outside. God's got it. And it's all his. So glad to see y'all. For those that we haven't seen in a while, again, welcome. We just love to have you. Those watching online, again, if you have a prayer request, please put it in the comment section. If you have a praise report, we just love to hear the testimonies of what God's done in our lives. Sing with y'all. We just love the Lord. All righty. If all hearts and minds are clear, don't forget Wednesday night service and also the work day this Saturday morning. Looking forward to having all of you join us. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, God, we just love you. Lord, thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to pull up the table and just feast on your word this evening. Lord, you're so powerful, so great. Lord, we just want to lift you up and honor you, Lord. Thank you for those that are here tonight. Lord, we just praise your holy name. What a wonderful day you've given us, my Lord. Lord, we thank you for answering prayers, dear Lord, for the needs that have been brought forth to you, those spoken and unspoken. Lord, we're just looking for great things, and, Lord, we just love and praise you. again, dear Lord, thank you for each and every one. Keep us safe on our journey home. Bring us back at our appointed time. Lord, we just give you all the honor and glory in the most precious name above, in the name of Jesus. Everybody says, amen, amen. Have a wonderful evening. Look forward to seeing y'all Wednesday night. Praise God.